What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode number 27, our Ray Rice episode. We've got Joseph in, our giveaway winner, making a guest appearance, so he'll be joining us for the next few episodes. We're talking all things NFL wildcard weekend. Let's rock and roll. Episode 27, we're back in the studio on this Monday, January 6th. Today we have a special guest, our BLS giveaway winner, Joseph Scott. Joseph, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Sut. How are you?
I'm good. Pleasure to have you in the studio. As a Cowboys fan, I'm sorry that your team wasn't able to make the wild card weekend and join us in this discussion.
Honestly, it's kind of sad, but I'm kind of used to it now.
You're just used to the disappointing end to seasons? Yeah. That's fair.
Well, and the news broke this morning. You guys hired Mike McCarthy as your new coach. What are your early thoughts on that?
Well, we used to lose to him all the time, like in Green Bay. So, I mean, hopefully he can help us win some playoff games now.
He's up there for all-time winningest coach, so.
I thought it was peak Dallas Cowboys, how they waited to announce that they were hiring or that they were letting go of Garrett at halftime of one of the divisional games so they could always stay in the conversation. Very petty move by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, and you see Mike McCarthy slept over at Jerry Jones' house last night.
Did he actually? Yeah. That's so weird.
So they talked to him last night, slept over at his house, and this morning they decided to hire him. So
nothing like a good slumber party to start off the new Cowboys era.
Hope they made some
cookies. What do you think Jerry Jones
What do you think happened at that sleepover?
They definitely had
unspeakable
some
things like, yeah, that happened. Mike McCarthy is willing to get this job at all costs.
Oh my God. At all costs.
Proven by his sleepover at Jerry Jones' house.
Yeah, I mean, all jokes aside, I think it's a decent hire from what they're looking for. They said they wanted someone with experience, and
they're also looking at Urban Meyer.
They were looking at
Urban. If I was a Cowboys fan, I probably would have wanted Urban Meyer a little more, but
Michigan would have been so happy.
I know.
I mean, we'll see. Whatever. So, moving into the divisional games, it was a pretty good, crazy weekend
in
the NFL.
Me and my dad were talking about it a little bit, and all four games were pretty much up until the third quarter at some point. They were all really boring, and then they got exciting in the fourth quarter, whether it was overtime or just a late winning drive. I think they were all within a score, at least. So it was a pretty exciting weekend.
So the Bills-Texans game, nice little quarterback matchup. Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun obviously made the big play in overtime. What are your thoughts on that game, Jake, Matt, Joseph?
Deshaun Watson's pretty good.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's pretty good.
He's from Gainesville. Yeah. Got that North Georgia blood in him.
Little Coach Willock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake, have you happened to see Deshaun Watson play by any chance ever?
Yeah, so he played at Gainesville, and then which is probably 30 minutes away from here. We live right by West Forsyth High School here in Georgia. And so they came down, played a game, and he was one of the players like where everyone was there to obviously to watch him, but like he would throw the ball so hard that his receivers literally couldn't catch it. So like it makes his stats look a lot worse, but I was impressed by him.
He was a Clemson commit at the time,
he was,
right?
So,
when you watch him.
Yeah, so I came up to him with all my South Carolina stuff on.
Took a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
What was his rank in high school? Like,
He was a pretty heralded recruit, because I just remember, like, knowing, I couldn't even remember his name at the time, you know, like, I didn't know, oh, it was Deshaun Watson, but it was like, oh, they've got a 4 or 5-star quarterback going to Clemson coming in. Like, we need to go to that game. He's obviously really special. He won a ton of games at Clemson. Mitch Trubisky somehow was picked over him.
He was the number 42 in the country, number one dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, wow. Number one dual threat.
4-star.
There you go. Wow. So, he's obviously a special talent.
He committed his sophomore year.
Wow, that's actually really early. Yeah. So, if we could go back in time in high school, Deshaun Watson, Aaron McLaughlin, who do you think wins that one?
I'll let you guys talk about it. You guys go to Denmark.
Oh, Sonny, what do you think?
You know, I'm gonna take the hometown kid. I'm gonna take Aaron McLaughlin. I think he could outthrow him a little bit.
Aaron's my dog, so I'm gonna go Aaron too.
Okay, Aaron McLaughlin is better than Deshaun Watson. You heard it here first. Mac, any disagreements to that?
I've only seen Deshaun play, so I'm not much help.
Okay.
Now that I think of it, I have not seen Aaron play yet either.
Well, you might not ever, depending if he returns to Denmark. So
we'll see.
We'll see.
back to the quarterbacks. I mean, Josh Allen looked good to start the game. Slowed down a little bit towards the end and had a their last few drives. He struggled a tad. Got the job done to tie it up, but overtime struggled again. So it was tough to see him go down.
I thought it was funny because we've talked extensively about the Bills D all year long. Mm.
And they showed up in the first three quarters.
At half, too. They almost got the kick. Like the. Did you see that play?
No.
The receiver, like, off kickoff, he didn't call, like, a fair catch. He
just,
And, like, it technically was a touchdown, but, like, they kind of gave him mercy. Like, he kind of did put his, like, fists out.
He gave himself
but,
up.
Like,
Also, like, called it back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, somebody's returned a kickoff that, haven't they? Where they, like, catch it, and they act like they're doing a fair catch or whatever, and they just take it back.
Yeah.
That's a clean play. That's kind of nice.
That's how you get your head taken off.
Yeah.
You either get drilled or you get a free pass.
Yeah.
I know. And that's crazy that they actually, like, rewarded the player for doing that a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, he just caught it and flipped it to the ref and they didn't care.
Well, he was kind of, like, back playing with his arms.
He
like,
put his arms out like this.
It wasn't
like
a fair
universal
catch, but he was back. So, like, they said, like, basically he gave himself up.
But the ref did not think that. The ref, like, dodged the ball and kept rolling. And
the ref had a bit of a power move. Yeah. I remember seeing the clip. He was, like, he was almost mocking the dude who threw it because the ball wasn't even going to hit him, but he just, like, threw his hands up and backed away really fast.
That's
like, I'm not touching it.
So a big cat say. It's like, the ref's kind of a douche, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. He was definitely, like, exaggerating way too much because that ball was not going to hit him. But, Houston pulled that game out in overtime. And later that night, the Titans beat the Patriots.
Uh-huh. I mean, this game was really boring for the first two, three quarters. Got a little exciting at the end, but it's always good to see Tom Brady go down. Mac, you had the upset call on that one.
Yeah, I did call this.
Elaborate
upset
on that a bit.
I did call that Derrick Henry would run. I thought it was going to be more snow, but
there was
Foxborough
no
looked
snow
pretty clean, so I was wrong about that. But it was a good run game. Tom Brady did not look all that well, so they did pull it out, and I was kind of happy with my pick.
Yeah,
I went bold and it paid off.
Because I remember you said you were like, there's going to be 3 inches of snow in Foxborough.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a run game. And then the morning of, I was like, no snow whatsoever.
I turned on the game and like the midway through the first quarter, I'm like, let's see the snow. And it just looked completely like green and clean. And I'm like, all right, maybe.
Do y'all think Tom Brady's going to retire?
He said he was coming back.
He said
there was like,
it's unlikely he retires.
Yeah, he didn't, like, directly say.
I mean, how old is he now?
Like, he would be 43 next year. Jesus which, for Christ. An NFL quarterback, like, that's crazy.
Do you think he's going to leave?
I don't think there's a chance he leaves. I don't even think he's that good.
Why would he want to leave?
I don't think he's that good right now.
He has nothing else to prove. Like, why not just, like, end on a good note?
Like, he's
well, right now, his last throw is a pick six.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good
that'd
note.
It's like you never leave the gym on a miss or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he's leaving the gym on an air ball.
Yeah.
And he lost in the wild card game.
Like bad.
To the Titans.
So,
bad look for the Pats. What other quarterbacks do they have now that Jimmy G's gone? Like who's their second guy?
They have Stidham, right?
Jared.
Yeah.
And they'll probably draft someone this year too.
I saw somewhere they might try to get Tua.
Oh yeah.
Tua could drop all the way down to them.
Dolphins might take him at 5 though.
Yeah.
If they chose
Tua.
Yeah. But if they did, if he fell to the Patriots, that'd be a little unfair.
It'd be a little bit of collusion.
It would be.
What would Bill Belichick do with like a quarterback like that, though?
Well, that asks the question. Is Tom Brady a system quarterback?
There you go.
Because what happens if Jarrett Stidham comes in and they just go to the divisional route again and do the exact same thing? Like, that definitely hurts Brady's reputation a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if someone comes in and just starts winning right away, people are going to start to question if Brady's... Obviously, you still can't argue with the... What is it? 6 Super Bowls now? But
yeah, he's obviously really accomplished. But right now, I mean, he was like 7 for like 20-something in that game. Against the Titans.
Yeah.
In a playoff game.
He threw a pick. I don't know if he threw a touchdown.
He didn't.
20 for 37.
Yeah, 20.
Where did I see he was 7 for something? Maybe it was like first half or something.
Okay.
Could have been.
I think it was first half.
But yeah, Henry ran all over him. Just to
call that.
Yeah, I can't believe you did.
34 carries.
I listened back to it, and you guys are like, you'd be an idiot not to take Patriots in this one. All right, Mac, what's your pick? I'm like, I'm going Titans.
Yeah, that was annoying. But you did call it.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
I mean, I'm not
going to have any money on this.
You also called Wofford over Clemson in a football.
I did.
In a regular season college football game. You said Wofford was going to be Clemson.
Did they?
No, heck no.
Okay. I had a check.
Heck no. It was like 56-0 or something
like
that.
They put up 3, I think.
Oh. You were holding on to that 3. It would have been bad if they got shut out. But yeah, that was that alone was a crazy Saturday, just with like a good overtime game.
Yeah.
And then obviously the Pats.
Well, it was nice just to see all of our social media, like the dynasty is over, stuff like that. Uh-huh. One thing is, if he were to leave, because I think there, from what I hear, like there's a very legit chance he does. Where could you see him going?
I can't picture him in any uniform but a Patriots uniform. Yeah, so
I think if he leaves, he's going to retire.
I saw something about the Chargers.
The Chargers, because he's from
South California.
Yeah. Southern. The Colts.
I could picture him going to like a team with like a really young quarterback that they hope is going to be the future, and then he just learns off of him because you're just having for like a year or two.
He goes mentor?
Yeah. Well, I think if he goes somewhere, he's going to go somewhere there's already a lot of weapons, and he's just going to, like the Colts would have.
So that's the question. Yeah. Is he going somewhere to play, or is he going somewhere to?
Tom Brady's going somewhere to play if he goes somewhere.
I agree. I mean, I agree. But could it be like a, like Max saying, like go with a young quarterback and play over the young quarterback, but learn from him?
Like that could be a really valuable piece. A team that knows they have their future, they just don't want to put him out there yet.
I'm trying to think. The only team that comes to mind is the Redskins, but
I'll take that.
But he won't go to the Redskins because they don't have enough options.
Yeah, we don't have.
It's like a weird situation.
I did see.
Ooh, the Browns.
Baker.
He could.
Baker picking up on Tom Brady. Could that keep Odell?
And
what if they got AB? Because AB says he wants to play with the Patriots. Yeah. But what if AB really just wants to play with Brady?
No, he does just want to play with Brady.
I know.
Cleveland.
What if he goes back to, obviously with the season they had, that won't happen. But what if he goes back to San Francisco and takes Jimmy G's job?
He's a backup.
Yeah. Jimmy G finally got out.
Jimmy G said he was better than Tom.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
When did he say that?
He said it like, he said I forgot where I read it, but he said somewhere, like, he was like, I'm better than Tom Brady.
Quoting that.
Look it up, bro. I'm telling you. It was somewhere. I'll find it.
Man, honestly, like right now, he might be better than him. Yeah. Like right now. I can see that. Because Brady's just okay right now. Yeah. It's just he's so accomplished. And obviously.
And he has more weapons than Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got.
I don't know.
Do you really think
between Emmanuel Sanders, their running backs, Debo Samuel, George Kittle?
Look at the
who the Patriots got? Julian Edelman.
Edelman. They had Gordon.
Didn't play much this year.
They had James White, Rex Burkhead, Sonny
Michel.
Oh,
Rex Burkhead.
But like
I'm
taking Breda, Mozart, and Tevin Coleman over those Patriots running backs.
You would?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, then George.
Okay, that's a tough little.
I like the Niners core better. Like the pieces. But you do forget, I mean, Belichick has to weigh a huge part in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's
Shanahan versus Belichick. Who do you want?
Oh, Shanahan. I wish Falcons still had him. Oh, bad memories. Okay. Moving on to Sunday, though. Two more good games on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
The first one, Vikings-Saints. In overtime, the Saints get screwed in the... Not screwed, but tough loss in the playoffs for the third year in a row.
Yeah, I mean...
That's crazy. Like, when I saw that... That you go 2 years ago, the miracle.
Uh-huh. Against the Vikings.
Yeah. Which, I watched that play again, and that was so stupid to try to hit that dude like that.
Because he took out his other guy, too.
Yeah. Well, why would you try
to
make that
play? I mean, he was just trying
to
make a hero play.
I know. They're up one.
Although, he still was... Even if he knocked him out of bounds, they were still technically in field goal range. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I think they still could have won, but...
It's just you still... Oh, gosh. That was hard to watch looking back at it.
Yeah.
But then to see Diggs, like, throw his helmet off. Like, that was kind of sick. That was a nice celebration.
Did y'all see Stephon Diggs? What's the Saints coach?
Yeah. Sean Payton. His little dance in front of him.
So disrespectful.
While Sean Payton sticking his hand out to try to shake his hand.
The picture, dude, is iconic. It's definitely being framed somewhere.
So we've got the Minneapolis Miracle, and then last year, the pass interference.
Just so blatantly obvious.
That was the biggest hit for a pass interference to not get called I think I've ever seen. Like, just complete user hit stick on
Madden. I mean, see, that's a call like where you can legitimately say the refs screwed that game over.
I know, completely. Nope. That changed everything.
Yeah. Now, this year, I don't think it was a pass interference.
It was clean.
I think it was clean. It was, I mean, but if you really get down to it, if you look at every single route that's run, 50% of them have some sort of pass interference if you really get down to it. So I think it was just another heartbreaking loss for them. Not necessarily they got screwed again.
Uh-huh.
But it was another good game. Kirk Cousins showed up there in overtime with that nice pass.
Kirk Cousins showed up. You don't really hear that phrase that much,
no.
But he did.
I'm glad Kamara lost. I'm happy about it.
So salty from fantasy.
He didn't even lead the team in rushing. Taysom Hill did. So
Taysom Hill's a beast.
Yeah.
Taysom, did you see the touchdown? Yeah. 55 yards. Yeah. He underthrew him a little bit, but like that's still
a dime. He caught the touchdown too.
A lighter one, yeah. Not the one he threw.
Yeah,
it's like the old vine of the guy who drops back and throws it and then sprints and catches it. That's Taysom Hill. But that was, I play with the Vikings on Madden, so that was like a good moral victory for me. Even to
made yourself feel good?
Huh?
Made yourself feel good?
A little bit, just because I've been to so many wars with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin had a good game.
Thielen's finally came back, and he had the big catch at the end.
I mean, Dix was, for how much he celebrated after the game, he had, I think it was like 2 catches for 19 yards. So he didn't do much to talk, but...
Exactly. This is what we were talking about earlier. Football players,
they talk crap.
When they're not playing good, it's like an instinct. It's like, things aren't going my way.
Let me talk crap.
Let me just say I'm better than I am. Like, they just have to get it out. And that theory proves true, because the picture of, like, the dance or whatever...
How do you dance when you have 19 yards?
Yeah.
When you're the best receiver on a team... Yeah, he had 3 targets, 2 receptions, 19 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he was visibly frustrated during the game, too. He was yelling at his teammates and stuff that he wanted the ball.
That's
Thielen, though, 7 receptions for 129. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little game right there.
Another nice game as we moved into the second game of the day, Seahawks-Eagles. DK Metcalf had 7 receptions for 160 yards and a touchdown. So, rookie came up in his playoff debut and had a good game.
Yeah, do you remember how, like, when people were talking about at the combine, like how should he really be valued? Because he, like, screwed up that agility drill or whatever.
Well, and it's like, and he dropped all the way to the end of the second round.
Yeah. Like, he had a terrible combine except for the 40. But, like, when you
It was except for the, like, the 40. His 40 was super, it was like 4.3 or something.
I know, I said he had a terrible combine except for the 40.
Okay. I heard you.
Gotcha. And it's like, when you think about it, a big jack dude like that is, that can run a 4.3 40, like, it shouldn't matter what your 3 cone time is.
No,
if
I mean,
you can run that
he's
fast.
He's not running little comeback routes. No. He's gonna run a post route and jump up over a guy.
Yeah, cause he's a beast. He has, like, he reminds me of Sean Oakman a little bit. For that Baylor meme a long time ago.
That's so tough.
Yeah.
It was the anniversary of that meme a couple weeks ago.
Seriously?
Didn't he just, like,
oh, from a bowl game.
Where is he?
He was convicted of, like, rape.
Yeah,
Sean Oakman.
Yeah, but I heard he was wrongfully convicted. So, like, he's been in jail for a few years, and then he got, like, they figured out it wasn't him.
But he was going to the NFL, bro. Like,
yeah.
If anyone was going to be wrongly convicted, like, it would be him.
Yeah. It's just, the meme just doesn't help him. It just looks so scary and, like...
There's literally a meme that depicts him as, like, a...
Terrible
a beast,
like,
yeah.
Can you imagine being, like, the cop that, like, arrested him for, like, the conviction?
I'd be so scared.
Like, you're gonna have to come with me. He's like, no.
No.
Take me.
Okay, I found... So it says...
Like, imagine just going to work and they're like, hey, you gotta put that guy in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Heck no.
As of last year, April 2019, it says that he's trying to get back to the NFL, but it says his, like, athleticism has fallen off a little bit since he was charged with rape and then found not guilty and wrongfully convicted. So,
poor, you really hate to see it.
Another athlete's life ruined.
I know. This Sean Oakman picture also reminds me of the Derrick Henry picture at midfield standing next to Mark Ingram. It's another iconic big
guy
picture.
Mark just, like, looking at him, like, scared to death.
Yeah, the coin toss. Derrick Henry, he's such a beast.
Did anyone take the Eagles in this matchup? Did you take them, like, when we were calling our picks?
So I did, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Why? Because, like, I like, looked at it. Jordan Howard was
Mr.
out.
Mr. Cooper.
Nelson Aguilar was out. And Alshon was out.
Okay.
Like,
and Wentz went out, obviously.
And
you obviously
know, couldn't call that.
You
out.
Obviously
I
know me. And so you know that I probably didn't know those things. First
I
off.
Didn't either, honestly.
Okay. And then also, Philadelphia. I just thought being at home, like, in Philly would make a bigger difference.
I think if they had Wentz the whole game, they would have won. Because once, not that there was much offense when Wentz was in, but once Wentz was in, they couldn't do nothing. McCown just kind of had to dump the ball off. So
yeah, and I mean they only lost. They lost by 1 score, so obviously 8 points, but still, like, they were. It was kind of a sloppy game, and I thought that's kind of what the Eagles needed to hang around and stay in it. So I mean they just didn't win, but, like, I'm not exactly embarrassed by picking them.
I mean, Russ didn't look great. He had a quiet 325 yards, but.
Okay, yards. I mean, still produced. Are you kidding?
That's what I'm saying. Did you? If you watched the game, you wouldn't think that, and you look at the stats, and it's like, oh, he did have a good game.
Marshawn didn't really do anything either.
Leading in rushing yards too.
Russ was.
Yeah.
Okay,
so he had a lot of third down scrambles where if the Eagles had just stopped them half the time, they would have won.
From running backs, they only had 19 yards rushing.
When usually they're known as a really heavy run team.
I know. They did not establish the run. That's the number one rule of football. Establish the run.
Marshawn Lynch play there now?
Yeah, they picked him up. He had six carries, 7 yards.
He did have he had a big catch towards the end of the game.
He did.
Too many Skittles. I like how the other week they gave him the ball on the one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then everyone threw Skittles on the field.
Yeah, just full, coming full circle.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite the weekend. I think it was a pretty good weekend of football. Looking forward to
the division round. So what are the matchups next week?
So I was just about to say this. Just I'll go through the matchups, but think as we read through these names, one of these teams is going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's a lot of interesting teams that you wouldn't think would win. Uh-huh. So you've got Ravens, Titans, Chiefs, Texans, Niners, Vikings, and Packers, Seahawks.
Oh, that's just like an uncomfortable final bracket.
I was pulling for Saints Ravens, but I still want the Ravens to come out just because I want to see Lamar in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Lamar, I mean, they've obviously had a special season. It'd be really cool to see them top it off, but it's so hard to do, though. Mm-hmm. The Packers are like the worst. I saw stuff that says they're the worst 13-3 team of all time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's another, like I just talked about, a quiet 325. They had a quiet 13-3 where I watched them a lot because I was watching Davante Adams for fantasy, and it's just every game is like they looked horrible, but they somehow squeaked out a win. Uh-huh. And then their three losses were they got blown out.
Yeah.
And then it goes like, I know about the Chargers and the Niners, at least two of the losses where they just got absolutely throttled. But
it'll be interesting, though. So that wraps up episode 27, right?
It does.
Another good day in the studio. Mm-hmm. Episode 28 coming soon.
Enjoy our football this weekend. Peace. Jesus.